You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Spring training is not that far away now that 2017 is upon us. Let's talk to Jane Lee about the Oakland Athletics. I am Allison Footer. Jane, just looking ahead kind of to pitchers and catchers reporting and the A's, attempting to not finish in last place this upcoming season. It could be sort of transitional year for them. It seemed like the pitching really sort of came together as much as they could have expected or maybe exceeded expectations in 2016. So is that probably where we should find the most optimism heading into 2017?
Yeah, the A's have always been an organization that have relied on their pitching. And, although it took a big hit last year with just so many injuries, I think they're most excited about the depth that they have in the group going into next year. It's a lot of young depth, and it's a lot of unknown talent, but a ton of talent with high upside. I mean, we saw guys like Jarrell Cotton, Sean Manaea, Daniel Mingden had a pretty good stretch for a while. There's so many guys in their system right now, several that they got back in the Josh Reddick, Rich Hill trade with the Dodgers, not only Cotton, but Frankie Montas. A lot of guys are going to be competing for spots going into spring training. And beyond that group, they obviously already have Sonny Gray, and they're pretty confident that he'll be back to his old self next year. And behind him, I mean, Kendall Graveman, I think a lot of people forget, just how much he stepped up last year in place of Gray, just with Sonny's struggles and health issues. And Manaea, I think they see as, someone who could be at the front of the rotation for a long time. And he just had, he had a fantastic second half, really just improved every step of the way last season, which is what you want to see from a young guy like him. And I know that they were very excited about what Jarrell Cotton did in September. And there's just a slew of options behind them. I mean, so many guys to mention, and I think a lot of them, if not all of them, will be fighting for, a fourth or fifth spot in the rotation. And as we know, so many things can happen during spring training and throughout the course of the season, and you usually end up seeing all of those guys by the time the year closes out. And I know that the A's strongly believe that they can never, ever have enough depth. And I know that they have a ton right now, and they're also not afraid to add more. So ahead of spring training, I really wouldn't be surprised if they tried to bring in a veteran starter, a low-cost veteran starter. That's something they've been very good at in past years, just finding those gems. I mean, you look at Rich Hill, his journey. And it's kind of amazing that they, took such a big risk on him. And now he's, sitting on a 3-year contract with the Dodgers. And before him, Scott Kazmir. So they've always done well in finding guys like that. And I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to do so again.
So it sounds like they have a little bit more to protect themselves against injuries. You're speaking on the depth, so it sounds like they'll be a little bit more prepared. Like you said, they need, the season starts with 25-man roster, but they end up needing close to the 40. And so it sounds like they will have a little bit more of a backup plan in case of the inevitable injuries that every team experiences.
Yeah, I mean, they have backups for their backups for their backups, and I think every team goes into each season trying to be prepared, and you can only do so much. And just when you think you have enough, it all goes away. And the A's saw that so quickly last year. I mean, they came into camp what felt like in a similar situation. I mean, I think I remember counting off nearly, 10 names last year that, could have been in their rotation. And by the time the season opened, I mean, they were down to 4 or 5 and really searching for outside help within their farm system. And it was kind of remarkable, I mean, just to watch them piece together a rotation. And this wasn't just in August and September. I mean, they were trying to do this in May, June, July, essentially all season. So you can only do so much. I think that they have done well. especially in the trades that they've made in recent years, bringing back more pitching, just kind of restocking there. And, you know, you look going into next season and there are a ton of options and, you know, you hope that it works out. But, I mean, like we saw last year, you just never really know.
So you think that maybe 2018 could be a target for sort of coming out of this and being competitive again?
I think that they could definitely be competitive. I don't know about, you know, actually contending, just because I think their division is very strong. You look at what, you know, everyone's doing around them, be it the Astros, the Rangers, the Mariners. And I do think that the Angels are going to be better next year as well. I think a lot of those teams aren't just going to be good next year. You know, they've built themselves up to be very good, notably the Astros, for years to come. So I think, you know, the A's not only have, you know, catching up to do, but when they do put themselves in position to be competitive, they're going to be facing a tough division. So, you know, it won't be easy, but I think that, you know, they're at least right now confident in this core group of young guys that they have. And it'll be interesting to see if, you know, they stick with this plan. I know that they get a little antsy. They never like to use the term rebuilding. You know, they always like to believe that they're trying to be competitive. But, you know, it seems at least right now that going into next year, they are taking a little bit more of a realistic approach, being patient with these young guys, you know, letting them go through some growing pains maybe, and in hopes that, you know, in whether it be in 2018 or 19, that it is a strong group that can compete with the rest of the division.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you, Jane. Happy New Year. Talk to you in January.
All right, sounds good.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.